You're listening to Potluck Breakfast on www.killradio.org. Thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday, March 7th, live time. God, how did it get to be March 7th already? I have no idea. Set started off with The Dance number 3. That's Larrigy off the Brian Eno, the third Brian Eno, you know, ambient thing. Ambient 3, Day of Radiance. Brian Eno kind of discovered Larrigy playing his electronic zither in Washington Square Park around 78, and in 79, the record Ambient 3, Day of Radiance came out. Larrigy, check it out. It's good, mellow, instrumental meditation music. In fact, Larrigy became a big Eastern mystic, and his tunes, compositions, were turned into meditation tapes and sent all over the world. So if you yoga or meditate, you probably actually heard Larrigy before. And there's your little musical history lesson of the day here on the Potluck Breakfast. We're here live every single Wednesday from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. We broadcast from a tiny little studio in Koreatown, Los Angeles, where it is chilly but beautifully sunny today. Indeed. Air has a new record out. It's called, what is it called? It's called Les Voyages dans la Lune. It's based on an old silent movie. You know it because it's the movie where it's famous, where the rocket ship hits the eye of the moon, and they've done a new score for said movie. I haven't seen it, but I really want to. I do like the score, and this is from it. It's the seventh track off this record. It features Au Revoir Simone. It's a track called Who Am I Now? Which is always a good question to ask. This is the Potluck Breakfast, and you're listening to killradio.org.
Thank you. call this Away My Silent Lover.
Make me this time over. As you wonder why. try. We didn't try this time. We didn't even try. Try to make things right this time. We'll be right back.
How good is that? My Piano. It's a Hot Chip off the new DJ Kicks, the exclusive compilation. Check that out. Hot Chip have a new one coming out real soon, I believe. Looking forward to it myself. Before that, we heard Depeche Mode, The Meaning of Love. We heard Grimes. That's brand new-ish. Oblivion, the track. Visions, the album. We heard new Laserhawk off of their LP Visitors. Space is the Place, the tune. We heard some Goose Goose off of last year's very underrated Arabian Horse LP over the track. We heard brand new ZZT, a 12-inch called Work. My Face Needs Food, that's Dorian Concept. Before that, we heard a track that by this time in the day, my time, must have swept the intertubes from coast to coast, sea to shining sea, every nation. Lazy-itis, the 8-bit version of This Charming Man. Yeah. Basement Jacks, before that, You Can't Stop Me off of their first one, Remedy. We heard some J Dilla off The Shining, a track called Love Jones. We heard some brand new Arab music off the Instrumental University LP, Blow Ya Smoke. We heard some Fotek and Kuru, track called Fountainheads, also off that DJ Kicks, the exclusive compilation. And we started off the set a while back with some brand new air featuring Au Revoir, Simone, Who Am I Now? The track. You are listening to the Potluck Breakfast. www.killradio.org, Los Angeles' longest running amateur community supported internet radio station on our 11th year of existence, barely. So if you're feeling deep pocketed and so inclined, make a tax deductible donation to us. You could check it out on our homepage, where to do that, www.killradio.org. We need new equipment, we need to pay the rent. We need a lot of things. The recession is hurting us here at Kill Radio, man. Potluck Breakfast. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is the Incredible Bongo Band. I don't feel like chatting much. We're just going to play music. And we're going to go a little different direction now on the potluck. So that's how we do. Slightly reminiscent of Topsy is the tune. Off of the Return of the Incredible Bongo Band LP. On killradio.org, this is the Potluck Breakfast. If the Oh boy. I love it when iTunes decides to do its own thing. This happens quite frequently, it seems, on the Potluck Breakfast. I'm not quite sure why. Does anybody else have this problem? I've long said that I believe that the whole Apple revolution is overrated and, in fact, has had some negative consequences. And as good as Apple products can be, you get situations like iTunes, which I feel very strongly that Apple has a obvious monopoly with iTunes and iPod, and they've been sitting on the software, not really upgrading it and making it super awesome. I think they just kind of rest on their laurels about it, and that's why I find there's so many problems with it. Anybody else find that? Anyway, I was saying before that this is going to be slightly reminiscent of Topsy, the Incredible Bongo Band. Let's see if we can get it to work. The Potluck Breakfast, killradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Follow us on the Twitter, by the way. That's at PTLCKBRKFST. Like us on the Facebook if you haven't already. And post this shit in your social media feed. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Also, if you're female and you want contraception paid for by the government, post your videos of yourself using that contraception. KillRadio.org.